Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Plan comes together just as planned, not really as planned, as kind of planned.
Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And, you know, I tell people this all the time. It's kind of like get informed before you start, you know, blowing out your mouth. Get informed before you start telling people, you know, what the reality of the moment is, what the reality of how many of you really know what July 4th is? I'd love to know. I mean, I'd love for you to hop on the chat room, go to joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, a lot you can do there. But seriously, you have a bunch of people who don't even have a clue as to what the day is about. They couldn't even tell you. Later on, I'm going to play a clip from, I don't know if some of you know who it is or remember who it is, but Mark Dice, who loved doing this stuff. He loved going to the beaches of sunny California, where we used to have some of the best education, best schools, best education, you know, facilities in the, well, maybe the world, but definitely in the United States. And what do we got now? We're now like 42nd. Just amazing. It is. It's just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, really, truly, I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You really do need to be part of the solution, as I always say. July 4th. Anybody really know truly, truly, truly when the Declaration of Independence was signed? But wouldn't you love to be able to give this as a test? Some of you? I would. I think it would be great. We give some kind of prize out if you can get the answers correct. That would be great, too. God, I got so much coming at me at one time. Sorry. But Kimberly Marin's going to join me right after the break. You really want to see a celebration. Well, maybe it's changed. I don't know. But if you really want to see a celebration of July 4th, Independence Day, I wish we'd stop calling it July 4th, right? What do you think? Am I the only one who feels that way? Every month has a 4th in it, does it not? So what makes it so special when you say July 4th? How about Independence Day? Why don't we do that? That would be much better. But I mean, seriously, when you look and you think about what our founding fathers wanted for today, how they wanted us to celebrate, how they wanted us to remember this day, some of you would fall flat on your face and go, oh my God, I thought they wanted us to do a religion. Yeah, that's what they've got you. You know? And the education in this country has been so great over the last few decades. Yeah, probably longer than that. But over the last few decades, the kids really, they don't know. They don't have a clue as to why we should be celebrating, let alone how. Right? Anybody with me? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I know, there's a lot of other stuff going on, too, that we can talk about. But this is important to me. AOC, I'll do more about this in a minute. She says SCOTUS needs, ready for this one, oversight. Isn't it funny that somebody who's for the Dems always scream about how they're for the downtrodden, right? They're from the lower socioeconomic class. They know what it's like to grow up like that. They know, you know, Joe Biden, I don't know if he grew up in a black church or white church, an atheist church. I have no idea. Or even what community he grew up in. You got to listen to him. I don't think he knows what community he grew up in, right? Anyway, AOC talking about, SCOTUS needing oversight. Remember, this is Sandy from Boston College. She comes from money. She has no kids, no real commitment in a relationship. And she's going to tell us how to act? We'll see what Kimberly thinks. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, just be part of the solution, be part of the party, I don't know, get your information so you know how to put it out there, right? I mean, seriously, so that you're informed, you can get engaged. I mean, many of you go out there half-cocked. I mean, I've been talking to people about the 4th of July, I just find it so funny, but anyway, they don't really know what the day is all about. Can't even tell you who we fought against to get our independence. But they're going to celebrate it. Right? Just love it. All right. Kimberly Moran joins me. Always appreciate her time. I mean, I don't know how you could not know about the 4th of July growing up in New England. You know?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I don't know how you could not know about the 4th of July or Independence Day growing up in the United States.
Oh, boy. You're a real optimist, aren't you?
Yeah, and people want us to give more money to public education. No, thank you.
Yeah, don't you find that amazing? You got places like Baltimore and Chicago and others where they've got a horrible, horrible public school, you know, track record. And yet they're going, well, just give us more money. We'll make it better. Well, wait a minute. We've given you more money. Every time you've asked for it, we're still getting buckets.
Yeah. They get more and more money, money, and we get nothing in return, and our kids end up getting dumber.
Yeah, and in California, again, one of the most pristine places for education 2 decades ago. Constantly among the top 5 places to get an education in these United States. Now we're what? We're ranked 42nd in reading and 47th in math. It's ridiculous. Just utterly ridiculous. But give us more money. We'll make it better. Yeah, okay, sure.
Well, like I said before, I've done a research. This was several years ago, and New York State was spending the most money. California was up there, too, but they're like in the bottom half of test results.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
it's ridiculous.
You look at what was the other one? Baltimore and D.C. You know, places. I think it was New Jersey at one point had the highest per child, tax for education, and they were almost at the bottom of the list for education.
Not a surprise.
You know, and you sit there and go, okay. Who runs it?
Yep.
Who decides? Who gets the money for what? Right?
This is why even FDR didn't believe in public sector unions.
This is exactly right. You're exactly right.
Yep. It's the only thing I agreed with them on.
Oh, okay. Hey, we had a busy week last week.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So I am thoroughly convinced now, and I know that we joke about it and all that stuff, but I am thoroughly convinced now that the left has no clue what the law is all about. You made a comment last week, somebody actually brought up to me on Thursday, that we don't know how to deal with emotion. And that's what they do. They deal on emotion. All these laws or all these rulings from the Supreme Court, the left never came down one side and said, I know the law says this, but we should be doing this.
Right.
Did you notice that? Not a one.
No, none of them. They don't ever come up with solutions. They just want to make people angry and hate other people who disagree with them. They'll never come up with a solution. Or, look, I've talked to so many people, and they don't even understand what happened with most of those cases. They really have no clue. And that's because they're intentionally being stupid, because the left is making them that way. I mean, they're allowing it, don't get me wrong, but...
No, but I think, I think bottom line with this is, this has been going on for decades. And you and I both know, we've talked about education. We've been talking about education for over a decade and how bad it is here in this country, because it really isn't anymore about reading, writing, arithmetic. Now it's about, you know, the social issues of what are being taught, what are being hung on, what are being discussed the most. It doesn't help you.
No. How does that help you in your life? I mean, we have kids who are getting graduated that can't even read. You wonder why there's so many gang issues and 28 people were shot up at a party the other day?
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah.
In projects.
We're raising them that way. We're raising them.
Yes.
You know, remember, the people are too, many of the young people, they don't know history. And they don't know what went down. And you're giving people housing. How did that work out in New York, Boston, Chicago, and other places like that across the country in the late 60s, early 70s? I think
it doesn't work out.
It was called the Projects, remember?
Yeah, they're still called the projects.
Who?
It's not, well, by people who, whatever, don't put up with the PC BS. You can't give people free stuff. If you give them free stuff, they are not going to take care of it. There were projects in the city I grew up in that weren't that old, and they had to end up tearing them down and building new ones because they were treated so poorly.
Oh, they didn't. Yeah, the city didn't maintain it. Well, the government, frankly, didn't maintain them.
Well, and the people who lived there didn't take care of them either. So that was a huge issue, too.
That's true. And there were havens for crime.
Oh, yeah, always.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the New York City, like, big complex housing projects. Oh, hell no. I can't even imagine the nightmare that is to live there.
Oh, it had to be scary plus. I mean, seriously. Look,
yeah.
You know where I grew up in the north end of Boston. We used to have a place down there called, before they had Faneuil Hall, and it was all pretty. You know, the sad part about it, Faneuil Hall, one of the most historic places in the country, was once a ghost town. We used to call it Bum City because it was just a mess, and the bums were sleeping in the halls. And the doorways all over the place. There was no business going on there, don't get me wrong. But it was a place they hung out in the winter. Same thing along the wharf areas there. They were all there when I was a kid growing up. And now, you know, those are pristine 500,000, probably now $1 million, apartments / condos over there.
At what place?
Remember, you know, Faneuil Hall right now when you go into Boston? That
oh,
was
yeah,
a ghost
yeah.
town. You couldn't go in there at one point in time. You couldn't go anywhere near the place as a, well, not even just as a woman, as anybody, because there were all kinds of derelicts down there. I'm going
really?
Back to the early 70s. Late
60s. Yeah, no, I was just a little child. I was a sweet little child.
Yeah, I know, right. You were still in diapers. Thanks. That makes me feel good.
But I remember the combat zone. I've been to the combat zone.
Oh,
I think
oh,
that badly
you
that
poor
went.
Thing. There you go. Yeah.
I think I went towards the end of when it was like, you know.
Combat, yeah, right. When hookers are still wearing fishnet stockings down there. All right. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Authorities are on the hunt for suspects in the wake of Sunday's mass shooting in Baltimore. Two people were killed and at least 28 others hurt. Baltimore Acting Police Commissioner Richard Worsley says there has been an increase in the reward for information leading to arrests.
I'm pleased to announce that the reward is up to $28,000, thanks in part to our federal partners.
Most of the victims in the shooting were teenagers. The National Weather Service issued hazardous weather alerts for more than 100 million Americans during the extended holiday weekend. Thunderstorms develop across the mid-Atlantic region and portions of the northern Great Plains Monday. Meantime, excessive heat warnings were in effect across the south, where temperatures approached 110 degrees in some places. Dozens of cows are dead after a lightning strike in Alabama. Officials say 31 cows were sheltering under a tree at a farm in Berlin, an hour south of Huntsville, during severe storms Saturday night when lightning struck the tree. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always a pleasure to have her with me. And, you know, let's catch up on a couple. AOC, too. I was going to say is losing her mind, but, yeah, you got to have one to lose one. So we'll just go on from there. But she is now really upset that the Supreme Court seems to be making their own rules as it goes, and that we need to find a way to hold them accountable. And she thinks they ought to be impeached.
I'm thinking, good Lord.
Yeah. Right? I'm sitting there thinking to myself, do you understand the differences in the policies? You can't oversee them.
No, the left doesn't like the Supreme Court right now, because the Supreme Court is actually doing the only job the Supreme Court is supposed to do, and that's uphold the Constitution. The left abhors the Constitution, so that's why they, you know, something the other day said, hey, you know, belief, or I don't know, the how people feel about the Supreme Court is an all approval or something like that.
Right.
Is that really low right now? I'm sure it was much lower under FDR, but it's really low right now, and that's only because of what the left has been doing to those people. That's only because of what the left has been doing, because they do not like, because, you know, the left can't pass a lot of stuff because it's terrible.
Right.
So they end up putting it into place and then letting the courts deal with it.
Yeah,
and of course, they usually have their kind of left wing activist judges on the courts all over the place.
Oh, yeah, you see, you know, it always bothers me. It's I have a lawyer on every week, and he says the same thing. I go, look, how do you get, based on the Constitution, how do you get a 5-4 decision, a 6-3 decision?
Yep.
I mean, seriously, when you look at this, just look at affirmative action, okay? And Kimberly, I don't know how you feel. I don't even know how I feel about this, but at one point in time, it was blatantly evident that there weren't latent blacks in the colleges, all right?
Yep.
Why not stand on the law? Force the law. Don't create something else.
Correct.
That gives them a leg up for a while, and then when you're going to take it away, all of a sudden. But truly, it is a form of discrimination. The fact that Asians couldn't get in because of their skin color and we had to get others in, that's discrimination 101. isn't it?
100%. 100%. Affirmative. So as a woman, I understand the need for affirmative action way back when, right? It was because people, women, were also discriminated against and weren't getting a fair shake in the job, in the job market, et cetera, other places. But they should have just, like, I agree with you, they should have enforced the existing laws that we had. We already had equal opportunity laws. We had other different laws that they put into place instead of creating new ones, which is, that's what our loser Congress people like to do anyway.
Well, I find it, don't you find it just hilarious that Pelosi and AOC want to hold SCOTUS accountable? Think about
that. When I saw Pelosi speaking the other day, I'm like, really? Who's holding you accountable, you witch?
You like her, huh?
It's about as much as I like... I can't. I was going to say something bad.
We're on the radio. Don't do it. Be nice to me.
I was going to be... I'm behaving.
Yeah. But it is... it is really funny to watch them... squirm, because they are coming back to the causes. I am kind of surprised you're getting a lot of 6-3s and 8-2s. I'm not 8-2s, I'm sorry. 7.
We don't get any 8-2s.
Yes, I know. 7-2s, haha. But 7-2s, and you've had an 8-1. This is usually they're like right down the middle or right down the partisan line.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to see. Some of those, but again, I'm going to go back to, I've always been astonished at the fact that you could read that Constitution, you could look at it and understand it, it's plain, simple English, it's not that hard, and come up with such a different viewpoint on what it says.
Yep. And you can't. You really can't.
No.
And that's why they bring cases, and that's totally fine. That's what it's there for. But, We've had for so many years too many activist judges that don't follow the Constitution. I mean, which is, again, their only job. That's it. Just uphold the Constitution.
Yep. Look at it, and again, I've learned this from the lawyers. Look, they render opinions. They don't render laws.
Correct.
That's what I used to tell people when Roe versus Wade was first decided. That's not the law. Everyone said, well, that's the law of the land. Well, actually, no, it's not.
Yep.
They ruled that you couldn't ban abortion outright. They even made some suggestions as the first trimester, second, and third.
Yep.
But Congress dropped the ball. They did absolutely nothing about it after that.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so shocked about that. Same thing with amnesty after Reagan gave it. Congress just didn't do their job.
Yep.
Yes, he did. Even RGB, who, the left loves to this day, she even said it was a bad case, the Roe v. Wade. It was a bad, poorly decided case. It was a bad case.
Yep, she did. But everybody forgets that.
They don't forget it. They just don't want to remember it.
They ignore it, yep.
Yeah, they ignore anything that disagrees with them.
You got AOC talking about the... I just find this amazing. By the way, people, her name is Sandy. She went all through school with the name Sandy. I don't know when she changed it back to or started using Ocasio. But anyhow, she went to Boston College. Not a cheap place to go.
Let me just interrupt real quick. And clearly not a good place to go based on how stupid she is.
Well, wait a minute. You want to back that up? What did they do this week? Right? Any law student that needed counseling because of the SCOTUS rulings, it was available to them. Did you know that?
There's my point exactly. Parents, do not send your kids to BC. It's a failing proposition.
Just Google these places before you even decide to sign on to anything, because you're right. It's just crazy. But she comes from money. She has no kids. She's had no meaningful relationships that we know of, and she's going to tell us about moral...
No. She's engaged to a white guy.
I'm not talking about the money she's... Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
And since you said she has no meaningful relationship, she's engaged to a geeky white guy.
I saw him. I'm not buying it. I mean,
you know, everything's a show these days, right? Everything is.
I can see him sitting on the couch in, you know, old-fashioned basketball shorts, right? Tube socks with a Game Boy in his hand. That's what he looks like, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
See? Told you.
Oh, my God.
But and she's going to sit there and tell us about relationships and how smart she is. Just amazing. I wish
anybody. Wait, Joe. So, anybody who tells you how smart they are, quote unquote, is a really stupid person.
I totally
Unless
agree.
They're trying to defend themselves. You know what I mean?
I totally agree with you. You know, I totally agree with you. All right. Something a little more. Wide base. You see everything that's been going down in France over the last few days.
Yes, I have.
They're having their own, you know, burn down the police departments, push against...
The migrants are all doing it, that they allowed in there for the past several years. That's what's coming to America, kids!
America. Now, I heard today...
America.
They got, what's their population? Between 61 and 63 million, and they have close to 9 million immigrants that came in. Who the vast majority do not buy into the French culture.
No, of course they don't. They were from countries that, in fact, hate any cultures other than their own.
Yep. No, you're right.
They're screwed. There is somebody said online there's going to be civil war, and if this continues, they're not wrong. Because the French people aren't going to put up with this. I mean, look, we know that a lot of French people are the biggest wusses on the planet. However, a lot of the people aren't. You know, and they love their country. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Look, I've been telling you, and I firmly believe, we're going to have the same thing here. We are going to have civil unrest like some of us have never seen.
And it's by design. Yep.
I am starting to believe those things as I see how things come. I mean, just look at what's going on right now. If you don't think that all those, not the MAGA people necessarily, but American lovers, if you don't think they're going to start looking at what's going on with Hunter Biden, the Biden family, how the DOJ is handling this stuff, and they don't get violent, you're living in fantasy land. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly Marin when we return.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Massey, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. It just, look, it makes it better for everybody all the way around. Let me bring her on, because I have so much fun with her when she's on the show. Kimberly Bruin joins me, she does every week. Kickoff week. This week, she's kicking off America's birthday with us. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me. Hey, when was the last time, I don't even know if they still have it, when was the last time they had fireworks display at the Half Show? It has to be a while.
It hasn't been a while. I mean, up until COVID, I think they had them every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when Arthur Fiedler, that's how old I am. I remember when Arthur Fiedler did it. And Williams, right? John Williams did it.
Yeah.
And do you know that Fiedler would not play the national anthem until the first song of the second set?
Really?
And his reasoning behind it was, people show up late, they have no respect for the music, and this is a song they need to hear.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, whoa, okay.
That's awesome. So, I can't remember who was there. I only went once just to go and see how it was. Fireworks were cool, too many people. Way too many people. Like,
That's true. But you have to admit, the fireworks are very cool.
Yeah.
The music is synchronized with the fireworks.
Yeah.
So it just lends to it all around. It's really kind of cool.
Oh, no, it is very cool. That's why wanted to go once.
Yep.
And just to go and check it out, but I'm not a big people person.
the best way to do it, people, is you rent a hotel across the street. Okay. And you just show up hours ahead of time and state your ground, and that's it, you know? I mean, seriously. But I don't know. I thought it was worth it. You're definitely right. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience that you should have.
Right.
But I read a sickening article the other day that only 39% of Americans now consider themselves very patriotic. 39%.
Really?
And it's up 1% from last year.
Well, look at what's going on with our country. Look at what's running it, ruining it, destroying it, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, but when you dig into this, it's people who feel that our country is just not worth being proud of because of what we do to other peoples, other nations, other ethnicities, if you would. And this is coming from what they're being taught at school. And this is, you have to admit it. This is what the progressives / Democrats have been so good at. They love the long game. They knew going into this it was going to take, what was it, back in the 50s?
Decades, yeah.
Right? That you saw some of the foundations being laid for this kind of thing. We don't work that way. We want to go in, break it all up within months, and let it fix itself and think it's going to be okay.
Right. Yep, this is very true.
It's really sad.
It's extremely sad.
Somebody had written an email to me with a story attached to it I thought was interesting. So right now the left is like, you know, they're just pounding on SCOTUS. And they're saying that SCOTUS now is starting to side with religious extremists. Okay? And these religious extremists are unhappy because they're... Christian privilege is dying on the vine. And I'm telling you, man, this is like a twister game. You have to like bend yourself into a pretzel so bad. They're bringing up like the Colorado website designer and how SCOTUS had sided because of religious liberty or religious freedom or freedom of speech. And trying to turn it into, I mean, they're bending around trying to turn it into it's an art form, so therefore they're not, no, that really wasn't what it was about. It really was all about religious freedom. Same thing now with the photographer, same thing now with the person who baked the cake. And this is what's getting them mad. But think about that. They are now putting out there that the religious right, if you would, they've always called us haters. But we're a dying breed now, and we're not going down easy.
I don't see how that is, but they have to blame other people for anything that goes on. You notice that? They never, ever look at a real issue and say, hey, this is the issue, let's discuss it or whatever. They never do that. They just always blame other people, demonize other people, which is what they're doing. And it's not going well for them. I mean, it's not going well for America. Because when they demonize other people, those people end up getting attacked, murdered, whatever, because of the beliefs of the things they're being told by the left about certain groups of people. And that's what's happening.
I always find it interesting that, I'm an outspoken Christian, and I always find it interesting that people who will pull out a scripture, and try to use that to either fight me on an issue, or even online, you watch them pause. You go, my God, did you read the whole chapter? Or did you just pull that out of your butt because it sounded like something you could work with?
Right.
Trying to make us look so hateful, when in reality... We live by laws, too, and that's why people come to this country, because we're a country of laws, which means everybody's supposed to be, well, maybe not Hunter Biden, but everybody's supposed to be the same, right? I'm just amazed at that. But, again, this whole Christian attack, right? White Christian nationalism, and now they have white Christian supremacy. I mean, they're good at this, you have to admit.
What's white Christian supremacy?
Come on, get with the program here, woman. I mean,
is that like a fairy tale unicorn term? Like
exactly,
weapon?
Right? So if you're white and you're a Christian, I'll even go one step further. One article I did last week, they talked about if you truly believe. Now, if you're a Christian and you truly believe in the scriptures that you read, you're dangerous and may even have mental issues.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah. No. Whoever wrote that has mental issues. Well, I had a whole conversation with someone who's a conservative and who happens to be gay. I had a whole conversation with him about this whole case and the religion, and he's Christian, too. I'm like, dude, I'm not even Christian. I'm agnostic, and I understand the Christian and the freedom of religion point. You got to understand that. And Christians are being victimized and being demonized and being attacked. I said, do you see the LGBT crowd doing this to Muslim bakers or Muslim web designers?
No.
Oh, no, you don't. Because they wouldn't, because Muslims are also considered part of the left's, you know, what it's, you know, remember we talked about before, there's ladders on the rung of all the victim groups.
Oh, yeah.
And Muslims are one of them.
Yep.
So, but you never see these scumbags attacking Muslim bakers or Muslim businesses to ask them to do stuff. Ever. Taking them to court. Never. That just shows you the hypocrisy of the left, because God knows that's all they're about. But it shows you the hypocrisy, and it shows you that they're intentionally attacking Christians.
Yeah, can you imagine going into, first of all, can you imagine going into a bakery that you know is owned by a lesbian or a gay couple and saying, my wife and I are celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary, and we want you to write on the cake, thank God that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Oh, my God.
Okay, what do you think would happen then?
I would, first of all, that person would probably not be very happy and would refuse to do it, but I wouldn't expect them to do it.
Thank you.
Because it's obviously against their beliefs. This is what I tried to explain to my friend. This ruling protects all of us. So the Jewish baker won't have to bake a Nazi cake. The black web designer won't have to create a KKK website. The LGBT business owner won't have to...
Don't go over... You went real fast past something that really... If I go to a Jewish bakery, and we have a very Jewish part of town here in California, in Los Angeles, right? If I went down there on Easter, and I said, hey, I need to do me, you know, Jesus on the cross, and Jesus is the only way to heaven. And he said, look, I'm an Orthodox Jew. I'm really uncomfortable doing that. If you really want me to do it, I'll do it. I'd go, you know what? No, dude, I get it. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you saying something. I'll go to another baker. God bless you for, you know, being faithful to what you believe. That's what somebody to the right does. Somebody to the left goes, really? I want your name. I want your license number.
And I want to destroy your business.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Oh, my God, now I want to go to a Jewel's Jelly. You're killing me.
You know, one of the most famous New York delis here in California closed down. They've been around for 100 years, but closed down during COVID-19. They're not opening again. But
oh, no.
You and I grew up in an area where there were always, you know, you had delis everywhere that you could, real delis, not somebody who opens up a store and says, hi, this is a deli.
Right.
But, the different pastries, you appreciate the differences. They're still hell-bent on... You know, boiling us together or whatever, binding us together. I like the differences.
I do too, and because you learn stuff about other people, and now I really want to Kanish. You're killing me. You had to bring that up.
Hey, listen, day after tomorrow, I'm sure you can go get one somewhere in Boston. But
I'm not going to Boston.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't either. All right, tell people where they can hear you.
Oh, GraniteCrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
And here on Mondays, Joe with Senior Host. Hey, be safe tomorrow and enjoy. It's America's birthday. Maybe you can enlighten somebody. Joe with Senior Host, don't go far. You're stuck with me for 2 hours, and I'm going to enlighten you whether you like it or not. Be back in a little bit.